Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a little bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 14. They read, "When Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." You can sense the writer getting quite excited about his points here. So what do we have? We have a further extension of the description and the argument as to why Jesus and the New Covenant are superior to the old. He's the high priest of the good things that are already here, he says in verse 11. And he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that was not man-made. So what did he do, and what's the result? Well, first of all, he found redemption for us, this passage says. He obtained eternal redemption, verse 12. That redemption is ours. It's something that's always been on offer from God. In a sense, God is the one able to give us redemption. Psalm 130, verse 7, "O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption." This redemption, which carries the connotation of the slave market, we've been bought from slavery, given freedom in Christ because of what Jesus has done. And also our conscience is now purified. That's what we really need, isn't it? In verse 14, a clearing of the conscience, not just the ceremonial cleanness of an outward washing. We don't need that ritual of cleansing. We need a purified, healed, and clear conscience. We need peace with God and peace from God. Romans 5, verse 1. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Colossians 1:20, "Through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." God gives us that peace. He gives us that clear conscience, not something we've earned. The eternal inheritance that's talked about in verse 14 is not something that we deserve, but is something that God is delighted to give us because of what Jesus has done. Of course, this has come at a great price. In verse 12, the word redemption suggests that our liberation has been at the price of his life, which of course it has. There's a similar expression in Hebrews 9:15. "Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free." The ransom, there's been a high price. It's clear from the context that this liberation for us is from judgment and guilt produced by sin is because of his death. And so this makes us very joyful, as it says in verse 14, joyful to serve the living God. Or rather, joy is implied, to serve the living God. He offered himself, and as a result, we are motivated to serve him. A cleansed conscience surely doesn't make us indifferent to sin, but joyful. We've been liberated. We're excited. We're indignant about sin now because of the price that was paid for our liberation. Therefore, we serve God with grateful joy, not out of duty or spasmodically when we feel that we need or want something from him. We give a service of sacred ministry, of complete surrender, because of what Jesus has done for us. How lucky we are that Christ has done all this. Let's reflect on that, and I'm sure that that will inspire us to serve God well. Next time, we'll go on to verse 15. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our work as a church, you'll find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can find us on Twitter, MCCX, that's me, and also by typing MCCX into iTunes and looking under podcasts, you will find these and you can subscribe from there if you wish. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.